Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We've been going since 1. We'll take you till 4. We've been on ESPN 97.5. Now we've added SportsMap 94.1 to the mix. If you missed anything earlier in the show, please go back to either podcastarena.com or just go to ESPN975.com, click on the show, click on the hours you missed, catch up on all the stuff that we had Jeff Blum from the Astros television broadcast on AT&T Sportsnet, who was fantastic, Sigmund Bloom talking fantasy football, and a lot of stuff in between. And we always tell you, if you just want to avoid all of the stations and just take us anywhere and everywhere, just download the app. Same place, ESPN975.com. Barry's in San Antonio doing some comedy. Nick and I are here in studio. Welcome aboard. If you're just joining, if you're still fastened up and ready to go, we'll take you out till 4 o'clock.
Let's do it.
I thought this was pretty funny. Someone tweeted out, do you know that Ryan Fitzpatrick now has 16 more touchdown passes than Troy Aikman in 44 less games, and Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame? And Troy Aikman responded, so what?
Just very matter-of-factly, huh?
So what? What's your point?
And who cares?
Fantastic. Yeah, that's awesome. I thought that was great.
And sometimes that's the best way to respond, and I think we're all learning that as we grow into this
slowly.
Role. Yeah, you just go, okay. I mean, if that's what you think, whatever.
And another follow-up, the Onalaska ISD School Board is going to have a closed meeting Saturday morning, 9 a.m., to discuss the Superintendent Lynn Redden's contract, after we all know by now he was the one that made the racist Facebook comment about Deshaun Watson and black quarterbacks. So we'll see.
How much of a discussion do you need, bro?
That's right? What I'm saying.
Fire his ass.
I was going to say, we'll see if the board does the right thing. Otherwise, they all should be fired.
That meeting should last 35 seconds after everybody has been seated, and that's it.
Yep. We all come to order. Anyone not in favor of firing the racist, say aye. All right, we're firing him. A meeting adjourned. That's it.
Old Lynn Redden should already be on Indeed.com.
Yeah.
Amongst any other site he can get on that people won't recognize him, looking for work, and might want to get some new linens.
Yeah, because if you're
just
a parent,
in case they do a search at the house,
you're a parent, and you know, and you have a black kid that's playing linens. Potentially going to that
I
school.
Knew you'd get that one.
You gotta just let that go. Switch schools if he's not getting fired.
And apparently, according to Fred yesterday on the drive when I was leaving, listening to the Blitz. He was their civil or their
some sort of civil rights activist or
yeah.
some sort.
Yeah, I had heard Fred say that.
I heard that too.
That's even worse.
Here's my question too: Does Onalaska have a football team? And if they do they have a black quarterback?
I don't know. I thought we were talking about Alaska when I first heard the name. I don't know. I had no clue this place even existed in Texas. You know, to be honest,
the Alaska Eskimos are a pretty good football team.
Yeah, that's what
my ex-wife. Her grandfather lived in Onalaska. It's the only reason I know about it. It's a really small town right there near Livingston. So if you know where Livingston, Texas is, you know where Onalaska is, basically.
Okay.
Well, you know about all those small towns. We don't.
You know. Yeah. You know, you always joke about cut and shoot.
Yep. That sounds like a very cut and shoot type of city.
Not as bad, but yeah, it's got, it, you know, It's got cut and shoot tendencies, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it does.
But
most of the small towns in Texas have cut and shoot tendencies. Just want to throw that out
there.
Well,
East Texas for sure. But I think, I mean, don't you know, I'm not trying to paint a broad brush of all of Onalaska, but just the whole East Texas, you kind of get that vibe sometimes.
Okay.
It's kind of known for that.
Well, you know, you've said, and your drive even towards Beaumont.
Oh, yeah.
The passing flags are there. Waving. Yeah.
Yep. Might go up north into 105 and head through there. So, yep.
Well, looky here, Barry. Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Chuck wants to talk about the bigot administrator. Chuck, what's up?
Well, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Where the hell you been?
I admit, I told you, I work different hours now, man. I just happened to be on my way somewhere, man. Here y'all talk about this lunatic guy, man. I mean, this guy shouldn't be fired for a racist. He should be fired for being incompetent. Who in the hell would even put that on a tweet? Racist is the least of this dumb guy's worries. Man, this guy's just flat stupid. And, hey, don't give all the East Texas a bad name. I'm from Tyler. It ain't all bad up there, man. This guy's an idiot.
I'm with you, Chuck. I shouldn't be painting, like I said, don't paint with a broad brush, right?
Yeah, man, and y'all are spot on about Gruden. Gruden's another one. He should have stayed on Monday Night Football. Less stress.
Wow.
Not going to die early. Now he's going to die early. guys, y'all have a good one, and Bill O'Brien sucks.
Thanks, Chuck. Way to finish strong. We miss you, brother. Don't be a stranger.
He's going to die early. That was fantastic.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what Gruden was making for ESPN and Monday Night Football, but if it was anywhere near, and I don't think it was $10 million a year like he's getting from the Raiders, but I'm with Chuck. Van Gundy and Gruden are two guys that are so high-strung when they coach that if they want to live long lives, I think Van Gundy, and everybody's always clamoring whenever there's a coaching job in the NBA, Van Gundy's best spot is right where he's at because he's good, he's precise, concise, he can be funny, but he's got no stress, and he's going to live a longer, happier life. Gruden, Nick, you may be right. I just think that he was a good coach when he left, but it'll be interesting to see because right now he's getting beat up, and you know it's killing him as much as he's trying not to show it because inside they know they screwed up.
Oh, I mean, and look, dude, you know that they're just going to rephrase as many pass-rushing questions as they can and throw them back at John Gruden. And anything with the word pass rush, if you ask that question and get him to comment on anything pass rushing topic-wise, that's going to get clicks and hits if you're a beat reporter, if you're a blogger, if you're anything. And that's the reason why he posed the question. Again, like I said, you pose that same exact generic question on any other NFL team right now, it's a dumb question. Now, they'll probably welcome it because coaches and teams would rather answer a question like that than a hard-hitting question that, you know, could potentially expose any controversy regarding their team. But for the most part, that question is really not being asked. Oh, how important is the pass rushing position in football? Well, no, of course it's important. Everybody knows that. But Gruden's going to get all kinds of pass rushing questions right now because of the Mac issue, which was what, 2 weeks ago?
Well, it's more than that. But yeah, the trade was executed leading up to week one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's over. Like, it's past him. He's done. Whether the decision was made by him or the team, Mac is no longer a Raider.
You know how the media works. They don't care. They want to turn the knife. They want you to come out and have a meltdown or get angry and have to admit you made a mistake.
Yeah, I think the media got exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
They got him to come out and say something stupid for a good headline.
Yep. Absolutely right.
Okie doke.
So, we'll see how it goes. By the way, there's football tonight. Did you notice that?
Thursday night football. How is Thursday night football this season going to be compared to last season?
They say the matchups are better. So far. Now, I'll tell you what. Tonight's matchup, Jets at Browns. All right?
It's not that bad.
It would be better if Baker Mayfield was quarterback in the Browns tonight,
sure,
because you could have the two top quarterbacks going head-to-head. That would be even bigger.
I know it's fun to poo-poo on the Browns, but this team should be undefeated. Let's be real. If they had a legit field goal kicker, the Browns are 2-0 with a win over the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing against the Steelers, I'm not going to fault the kicker when it was pouring rain and with the hold and everything else. It was a tough kick, and the Steelers had their issues with kicking that day, too. But you're right. Last week, they should have beaten the – sorry, Clarence. They should have beaten the Saints.
Yep.
So, yeah, they are a better team. You're probably still going to win your bet, but at the same time, they are much improved.
Yeah, I think it'll be a better football game than people think. I was a little surprised to see the Browns a 3-point favorite. Yeah. They're basically just getting the 3 points for being at home. Mm-hmm. I would have thought it might have been 4 or a little bit more than that because they've been playing pretty well. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe I'm off in my assessment somewhere.
Let me ask you guys this, okay? So there's a lot of people this week clamoring that Baker Mayfield should already be taking over the helm of the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and that would have helped them. And as you said, Barry, and I completely agree, it's their kicker that's cost them. And I'll be honest with you. I don't think they should make the change right now because I don't think you're pointing a finger at Tyrod Taylor and saying he's done anything wrong. He is who he's always been. But what he does is he manages the game and he puts you in a position to win. And like you just said, they should be 2-0. Why are you going to make that change?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's not like they're not scoring. They're averaging 19.5 a game. I mean, hell, the Eagles are averaging 19.5 a game. Are we ready to? I mean, I think everybody's ready for Carson Wentz.
And he's going to be there.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not like. They're not – dude, the Arizona Cardinals are averaging 3 points a game. That would have been the Browns many years ago. The Bills are averaging 11.5 a game. So the Browns are actually putting something together. So I could see why you maybe don't want to go away from Tyrod Taylor, but I think if you're 0-1-1,
yep.
That's such a weird record to be given out. But if you're 0-1-1 and you realize that you've got this kid who maybe brings a different and more dynamic option for your offense, you try it. But they haven't looked bad. I mean, they haven't been blown out. They haven't been, you know, they could easily be 2-0. So I kind of get why, but I don't know, man. I think I would take that chance. Just me.
You would take it? You'd make the switch?
Yep.
Okay.
I think I would.
I just think right now with the way they're playing that it would bring a whole new dynamic because, you know what, someone said it this morning, it might have been Adam Schefter, but someone on ESPN said, look, for all the plays that Sam Darnold's making right now, I think it might have been Teddy Bruschi, he said, look, expect that for all the plays that Darnold's reading right, he's going to also read some wrong. He's going to make some rookie mistakes, and you're just going to have to, you know, kind of take the growing pains when you make a commitment like that. And because the Browns have been in two games, leading one, should have probably win both, I don't make that change and know that for as good as Baker Mayfield could possibly be, it basically sets you back for the rest of the season.
You think it sets you back?
I think it does. While he takes the growing pains, it could be the difference between a tight game going your way or giving one away, and you already gave one away. Two away.
It's not as if Tyrod Taylor is just lighting the league on fire either, though.
Yeah, I didn't say he's doing that. I said he's managing the game, but he's doing a decent job.
A lot of this is through the run game, and if you want to make the argument that, well, Tyrod Taylor is, you know, one of the top two or three in rushing on the Browns they're fourth in rushing in the NFL right now. So it's not that he's lighting it up. I mean, he's not Pat Mahomes over there.
But at the same time, when you put a rookie quarterback in this league at the helm, you have to expect he's going to make some mistakes.
Oh, sure. No, there's no doubt about that. But, I mean, you know, you went out and got him for a reason. Cleveland is 27th in passing and 4th in rushing.
Okay.
You could be better. Maybe if you were, you weren't 0-1-1.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to kick that around if you want to talk about that or other things. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text. Hit us up on Twitter. Final hour rolls on. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's the usual suspect. Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Got a couple calls lined up. We were talking about the Browns. We were talking about the NFL. Sean's been holding a while. He's got New England Patriots rumors. Now that Gordon is already wearing number 10 and practicing, Sean, what are the rumors that you're hearing and you want to speak about?
I don't know how much to buy into this, but it just hit my timeline. Colin Kaepernick's lawyer was talking about interest from New England Patriots and the Raiders. I don't know if y'all touched on this. I just got in my car. So do y'all know anything or what? What's going on?
Yeah, that is a report. That's an actual report that's out there. His lawyer did speak for him. Of course, this happened last year where he said that a deal was imminent in like 10 days or something like that and nothing ever came of
right.
it. So take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, that is the report that there are two teams that are interested in Kaepernick as a backup, Patriots being one of them, Raiders being the other.
Patriots have Hoyer, and Hoyer has always been in the Patriots system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that Colin Kaepernick's going to want to come in and be two, possibly three, without a chance to play. And the Oakland situation, not that their backups are anything, but they traded for A.J. McCarron. So
yeah,
I don't know, man.
Speaking of the Patriots, somebody hit me up on Twitter with an article from The Onion or a headline, and it said Josh Gordon habitual weed use may not fit in with the Patriots' extensive use of cocaine. It was great. I've got to find it because The Onion, I tell you, man, The Onion is without a doubt one of the best when it comes to snarky headlines that you're like, I didn't think about that, but it's kind of funny, kind of true.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to beat The Onion when it comes to that, but I'm going to find it. It was legit.
Yeah, they used to be really, really popular when people were really getting into social media because you could throw those out in a heartbeat and get a ton of responses and a lot of laughs.
Here it is. It says, can a serial marijuana user like Josh Gordon fit in with the Patriots' cocaine-based culture? God, that's a good headline. Jeez. That is such a good headline. I mean, props to The Onion. That is so good. And Steven is the one that sent it to me. Appreciate you, Steven. That's cool. Funny.
There you go. Yeah. So, again, just the game tonight, you going to watch?
If my show is canceled, I will.
Oh, that's right. So you're going to watch?
That wasn't nice.
It was right
maybe,
there, man.
Maybe prophetic, but not nice.
Okay, because it's just like Nick was. I mean, the schedule has to get better. Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, I'll watch. Yeah, because of Hard Knocks, I'm interested in the Browns to some degree, but it ain't thrilling as a matchup.
I kind of want to watch it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch only because it's gonna be telling about both teams. It's gonna be telling about the Browns that we've been leading up to, talking about pretty much the entire offseason in terms of the moves that they made. And a lot of it is because of Hard Knocks. And then you've got the new quarterback in New York that can be pretty interesting. So, I mean, I'm a little interested. I hope Thursday Night Football is way better this year than it has been in the past. But we have to wait and see.
No Astros tonight. So that helps me with something to watch. So I'll be watching that, for that.
Did you happen to catch that Dodger game last night? I did watch that.
God, yeah, it was great. Man. I mean, how about how hot Puig's been? If not for how hot he was under the collar and the fact that his house was broken into for the fourth time in like a year and a half, and he missed a game and a half trying to figure and sort through all that, and they couldn't play him. From what he did in the Cardinals series and what he did again last night, and if you missed it, pinch hit, was it three-run home run?
Yeah.
And they get the win. They've extended their lead in the West. Dodgers are hot. Puig is on fire.
Some intense playoff-type baseball happening out west. Fun to watch, fun to see. And, yeah, Puig's one of those guys. Puig is kind of like a Patrick Beverley. You hate him when he's not on your team. I mean, we all remember the World Series last year with him licking that stupid bat, and you just hated it. You're just like, God, I hope you strike out. And every time he did, you reveled in it. But when he's on and when he's hot and when he's helping, man, if you're a Dodgers fan, you have to love that. That win, three in a row for the Dodgers, three losses in a row now for the Rockies, 2.5-game lead for the Dodgers now. They've overtaken the Rockies for the division. The St. Louis Cardinals are back in it. because the Rockies have lost three in a row, they're out of the wild card now. St. Louis back in the wild card hunt. So yeah. Good for them.
Good for Josh Rapp, too. But, yeah, I mean, look, and again, we go back to where we initially were in terms of talking about compelling baseball down the stretch and the American League. But the wild card has made everybody a little bit more dialed into baseball when the division races
the
have
National
been decided.
League.
Yeah,
in the
but,
National.
Yeah, still. But, it's. I mean, look, if you're not – unless you're – first and foremost, you're always focused on your team and your city or whoever your favorite team is. And then after that, at least there's some compelling races to watch because, like you said, the NL West is tight. Obviously, the Astros and A's are still somewhat tight. And then the wild card in the NL is really interesting to watch as well. So, I mean, we'll see.
Cardinals have the Cubs and the Brewers on their schedule still remaining, both ahead of them in the Central. I don't think the Cardinals are catching either the Brewers or the Cubs, but it's a good chance to make a statement in a team that you might, against either of a team that you're either going to play as a wild card team.
Right.
Or that you'll see in the playoffs with the Cubs potentially.
Now, so. Barry, I want to get your thoughts on this because I heard it again. I heard the actual audio this morning and I didn't know there was audio this, but we had mentioned this, I think, in passing the other day that the Red Sox, who haven't officially clinched the division yet, it's inevitable, as we all know, as we were just talking about. And so they had a banner made that they were going to debut at some point once they made it official over the Yankees and they wrapped up the division. It fell off the delivery truck. And three guys in Massachusetts found it. And initially, the Red Sox just made a statement that they were in the process of retrieving it. They were going to bring it back. Everything was safe and sound. It's all good. Well, maybe not all good yet. Three guys who found it came out and had like a mini press conference. And if you haven't heard this yet, I'm hoping you haven't, Barry, because your commentary, I'm really looking forward to.
I've got an interview.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was like an impromptu press conference where they wanted to talk to the press because they had some demands to make. This whole thing is hilarious.
Now, we have our coffee. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville. And I noticed a couple cars swinging, like moving to the right, and we seen something in the street. And he's like, Louie, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. What is it? So I ran across the highway to grab it. We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was. It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag. First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this. This belongs to the park. I'm thinking that they hang it off the Green Monster.
Yep.
We want to give it back to them because it belongs to them and it doesn't belong to us. Yep. But in reciprocation, we would like, maybe to go to a nice playoff game or we're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Right.
We need to negotiate here. We want we're looking for
we're working too.
Yeah.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes, traffic.
But we know that that's the original one.
We were told there was only one made.
Yeah, we were told there was only one being made.
So at that point, that tells us. But then they told us they had a duplicate.
So these guys sound very sharp and educated.
They sound high. Didn't they say we had a duplicate? First of all, Nick, was that your dog in the background?
I knew you were going to say something about that, too.
The hell was up with the dog barking?
Well, they're outside. They're doing the interview outside, I guess somebody's dog was barking.
I'm amazed. This dude had to run across three lanes of traffic now.
What was it again? I missed the first part. What was this object again?
So it's the banner. It's the divisional banner. They drape it down the Green Monster.
Yeah. So what I'm surprised about more than anything, the fact that it was they found it, that they have demands, that they was in the car when they found it. It belongs to the park.
Yes.
I'm surprised that no one dropped an F-bomb in that whole interview. How on earth did a Bostonian get through that without saying the F-word at least once? Kudos
to
them.
It was so perfectly Boston.
It was.
I was just waiting for one of them to go, you like fruit? We got your banner. How you like them apples?
Yeah. It's great that they were like, maybe a little reciprocation, they had their own, words and, you know, maybe we could come to some constipations about this and we can maybe get a nice steak dinner and a playoff game. I mean, you know, you don't have to have sex with us when it's all over with, but we'll give the man a back.
He throws in the, I mean, we work too. And, you know.
And we're working here, huh?
And then the closer is, I mean, we heard it's a one-of-a-kind thing, but we got sources. If you try and make another one, we know. We know it's not the right one.
They turn into the mafia. If you ever want to see your banner again, you're going to give us playoff tickets and a nice steak dinner. Oh, that's great.
And don't ever write our names or numbers down anywheres where we can see them on that network or that when you, however you look at information.
I love that they were super pumped about, like, we found a banner. And then they're like, yeah, we got all this stuff. And then we heard there's a duplicate. What?
Like, my favorite part is that he went across three lanes.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, to get it. To open up a brown bag that you don't know what's in that brown bag, but you went across three lanes to pick it up.
Paper clips. It could have been anything.
Like, if you're trying to downplay this because it just rolled off a truck and you picked it up, my man ran across three lanes of highway now. I mean, that's a lot. So I knew I wanted to get your commentary on that. All right, so there we go. We're going to continue to roll on. We got a half hour to go on the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, call, text. Hit us on Twitter, 30 minutes on the clock, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, back, final half hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We'll be doing some college and pro picks here today at some point because Barry is out tomorrow with Raheel filling in for him while we're at Prime Social. So we'll get our picks out of the way at some point. Clarence has been waiting a long time on hold. Clarence, you want to talk about the Browns tonight, so let's see what you got.
What up, Joe, Barry?
What's up, man?
Grant Hill. How y'all doing?
I see what you did there, Clarence. Right. Good job, buddy.
I mean, we're hanging up on
first
this
First off, let's go ahead and talk about that Boston story. I was cracking up in the car, not because of that story, but their accent. That thick Boston accent that they had. And his man's running three lanes to get a bag. That story was hilarious.
So what's up, Clarence? We're talking about the Browns.
But the Browns, okay. Y'all know I had a good look at them this past week.
Yep.
And you know I picked them to win this Jets game. This will be the first game that they win. And now I firmly believe that now that I got a good look at them. Their front seven is legit. Tyrod Taylor is a game manager. And like you guys were saying earlier, I wouldn't put them in yet, but if they don't win a game around week six, then I might put Baker Mayfield in and see if he could get them over that hump and see if he could do something with the team. Because it's a decent-looking team now that I got a good look at them. And now that they signed another kicker, I think they'll win more games than I projected them winning. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, Barry, you've got your bet going to –
Yeah.
To speak of, look, I think they're going to be improved. I think you and I said, what, the over-under was like 5?
It was set at 5.5, so you either thought they were going to win more or less than 5.5.
Yeah, the more I looked at their schedule when you went through it, when we initially covered this, I had them winning about 5 games.
Yeah, I had the under. I said 4 to 5 games. It's the Browns. You really can't trust them. I mean, you look at it, they're 0-1-1. They should have won 2 games, but they're the Browns and found ways to lose and tie a game.
Yeah, the so bottom line
Browns,
is they didn't.
Brown's going to brown.
Yeah, the bottom line is they should have, but they didn't, so that you don't get those back, so that counts in the loss column.
But this team is better than I gave them credit for. I was skeptical going into the season, and I'll be honest with you, maybe it wasn't fair, but I was skeptical because of Hard Knocks. And, you know, Hard Knocks tends to get people really hyped up on a team thinking that they're going to be outstanding, and then they always seem to let you down. They're not as good as they appeared to be on Hard Knocks because editing is super easy to make a team look good. You can show guys slow motion tackling a tackling dummy and it looks amazing, and you're like, wow, this team is hot. And you realize it's the Browns. So you know, I went in I felt like they were going to be better. I mean, you can't be worse than 0-16, right? I felt like they would win a couple of games this year. They had better talent. They drafted better. Miles Garrett's got another year under his belt. But I think that they're surprising a lot of people. And that 5.5 now, the way that they've played, not the actual results, but the way that they played makes you feel like maybe you should have taken the over. I'm not saying they're not going to brown it up and just Browns being Browns. But the way that they're playing makes you feel like maybe this team is capable of winning six or more games.
Okay. Nick, you got any thoughts on them?
On what exactly?
Browns. On the Browns.
Oh, no. I expect them to win. I know we're still doing our picks. I actually expect them to pull off the win tonight, but I don't know how far they're going to win. I think they're going to do better only because they didn't win any games last season. I said at the beginning of the year, I believe it was 5 or 6. Is that what it was set at between us three?
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, and I took the under, or did I take the – I don't even remember. I think it was around 5 games that I picked, and I don't expect them to win much more, honestly. I just don't. It's just too soon to expect them to win more than 5 or 6 games.
Word.
I mean, and I do. I do think they're going in the right direction, and I think Barry –
Me too.
They got the right personnel people. You know, they got two good young running backs. They got Hyde, who's a little bit more established. They got Nick Chubb coming, you know, who was a great running back at Georgia. We know they got their quarterback of the future now, and he looks like he's going to be just that. And they got a guy that is serviceable now. So they're building. You know, Myles Garrett, to me, is still a huge question mark because – he's still got all that potential, and people are so full of, I believe in this guy, but I got to see it, and I got to see it for a full season. But, yeah, you're right. Because of Hard Knocks, it's easy to pull for this team and be interested in what they do by watching them tonight and whenever you can. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
A couple of texts. Somebody said, I grew up in a town called Gary, Texas. This is when we were talking about the superintendent, the racist superintendent from Onalaska. Mm-hmm. Said, I grew up in a town called Gary, Texas, that is notorious for its racist history. The extent of my graduating class diversity was 1.5 Mexican kids. I don't know how you get 1.5, so apparently there was a mixed Hispanic kid. Both of them dropped out after being targeted by the administration.
That
kind of lets you know how, yeah. And you know what I find interesting about this? And by the way, OU Mike, you can get off your high horse. You'll be able to call in and speak your piece next week. But until then,
are you really going through with the ban on the phone calls?
Yes, he's not allowed to call until Monday. That ban is in place.
That was kind of my suggestion, but my bad, OU Mike.
No,
but it was kind of deserved.
Speaking of that, NASCAR Johnny said it's a shame OU Mike is banned till Monday. I'm sure he would be great and have a great terrible joke about Onalaska, which, yeah, he was sending his 2 cents in, but he'll have his say on Monday. What the hell was I saying? Oh, you know, it's funny because you hear this, you see it going on, and then you're like, wow, this really happens. But then if you hear stories, you're like, no, that's not the case. People aren't racist anymore. People just aren't openly racist. There are still racist people. It's just they slip up and get caught now.
Yeah, because
it's disheartening and sad to think that as far as we've come, there's still people that are just going to be racist.
Yeah, because the people that say, well, I was drinking. Okay, well, you know how we always say that a lot of times alcohol is like a truth serum for what you're really thinking, but normally you have, you know, buffers in yourself that prevent you from saying out loud. And and like what the superintendent said about, oh, I meant it to be a private message. So essentially you're a private racist. That's what you were trying to be instead of a public racist. So it's either way, it's bad. You're absolutely right. All right, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll do some college and football, pro football picks before we turn it over to the Blitz. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show, the official show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz is at Bombshells. So they're working on it. There might be some line issues. We might fill for a few minutes for them. But we got
which one are they at? Pearland, right?
Yes, correct. I believe so. Yes.
Nice.
Bombshells in Pearland. So they took a big shell early. They're trying to recover, which means we might have to cover for them for a few minutes. But we have tons of picks to get to. You're out tomorrow, so we're going to get to them now. We got college. We got pro.
Yeah. Who's filling in tomorrow?
Raheel. I said it twice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Hmm. Thanks for listening.
Imagine that.
You can listen on both 94.1 and ESPN 97.5 as well as the app if you have it downloaded. Just one.
Imagine that. I wasn't paying attention. That's so unlike me to have ADD and be easily distracted by other things.
Did you guys see the tweet that I sent out, by the way, of the Colorado Buffalo mascot?
Shooting himself in the junk with the cannon?
Holy moly.
Amazing.
At close range?
Really?
Shot himself in the pills.
Nick, and I mean at a ferocious rate of speed to where they had to cart him off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not walking after that.
You need to see the video. I tweeted it.
It's he had it turned around like he thought it was going to go out into the crowd, and just penis down. We need help. Yeah, it's bad right
now.
You
talk about a self-inflicted wound. Ooh, man.
And you know that. I mean, just you know, sometimes when you just graze it, it hurts a lot.
Yeah, and it's on
like
a tape delay.
A direct impact from a t-shirt cannon, that's supposed to go really far into the crowd. This is not just, you know, somebody just throwing one at you. This has some speed on it.
Yeah, I told you guys about when Clutch the Bear had the premature shot on Ketino Mobley's sternum in the middle of a game in the fourth quarter and drilled him in the chest. And after the game, Cat was looking for him in the hallways just pissed off umpteenth degree because he wanted a piece of him because it hurt so much. That was at a couple feet away. As close range as that gun was to his grapes, baby.
It's a man down right there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd have to retire.
Castrate that buffalo. Mm. Okay, so you want to get to the picks. Nick, you want to quarterback this? Are we doing college or pro first?
Completely up to you guys. What would you guys prefer?
Doesn't matter because I'll dominate.
Top to bottom, roll them.
Okay. All right, let's start with college then.
Okay,
this
go.
Is stupid. Let's go NFL.
All right, Texas A&M and Alabama. Alabama at home, heavily favorite, minus 26 according to the odds that I'm looking at. What is your pick?
I think A&M's going to cover the 26.
So last I saw, it had gotten up to like 27. I used, because AJ makes us use it, so yeah. I've been using Vegas Insider for the odds. I'm curious to see how it moves, though. It's now down to 26 again, but it's bounced around a little bit. I think it started at 27. It got as low as 24.5. Or actually, it got as low as 23.5. Here's the thing. I'm kind of with you, Joel. I feel like maybe A&M isn't getting enough credit for what they did against Clemson. But then again, I think Alabama is by far and away the best team in the country. And if anyone's going to beat A&M by at least 26 points, is going to be this team. That said, I'm going to take A&M to cover.
Okay. Yep. Me too. All right, Nick, keep
going. I think
the
offensive. Hey, you know why? Not because of the players. Jimbo Fisher. That's why I have more confidence in the. Because you guys know, man, last year I'd been like, oh, there's no way they cover. You could make it 56 and they won't cover. But Jimbo Fisher, I hate to say it, I'm fanboying here a little bit, but he's got me believing as an Aggie fan. So.
Okay.
I'm picking Alabama as well. I don't think they're going to win by 26 points, though. I think it's going to be less. I think the past three meetings, they average. A&M lost with an average of 15 points in the past three meetings. First time I went to A&M game, there was three pick sixes. I don't really like A&M's chances at all, but I don't think Alabama's going to win by 26 points.
So you're taking A&M.
Yeah.
That's your pick.
Okay, there you go.
TCU at Texas. Texas plus +3, according to the odds that I'm looking at. Barry, who you got?
You know, I wasn't a believer in Texas. I said this after last week's matchups, or last week's college football, that a few teams showed me that they were for real and not pretenders. LSU was one of them. And Texas beating a USC team that I thought was a pretender, but they were still ranked 22 in the nation. Texas has a little bit of hype behind them. TCU coming off the loss against Ohio State. I think Texas covers the 3 points. It's in Texas,
it's in
right?
Austin,
it's in Austin.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I'll take Texas and the 3 points.
Nick, who you got?
I'm going to go with Barry, Texas and the 3 points.
I'm going to take TCU because essentially what you're saying is a pick 'em because the home team gets 3 points. I think that's TCU, who hung in there good in point. The first half with Ohio State, I'm going to take TCU.
Actually, I think in college, home teams get a little more or a little less than, I think pros across the board, it's about 3. But sometimes you'll see as low as 2.5 in a college game.
Okay.
Well, we've got that with Stanford.
I'm still taking TCU. How about that?
We still have that. We have that with Stanford and Oregon. Oregon at home plus 2. So, who
Stanford
do you guys?
Stanford ranked. I'm just trying to give you guys the short version so that we get through these. I'm going to go. I think Stanford's the better team. I think Oregon has shown that they're on the rise, but nothing that says they're going to beat Stanford. And again, a plus 2, to me, that's basically a pick 'em, and Stanford's a better football team. I'll take Stanford.
Yeah, I'm not a believer in Oregon at all. I think Stanford wins this, and I think it's not close. So I'll take Stanford and give up the 2 points because they could win this by 10, 14 points.
I'm taking Stanford as well. All right, are we moving on to – oh, yeah, we still have 2 more. My bad.
Yep.
Georgia, Missouri. Missouri at home, plus 14.5 for Missouri.
I love Georgia in this game. I think it's a blowout. I think it's a big win. I think that they've been sitting there just waiting. And Missouri has shown that they're a better football team, but I think Georgia blows them out, and I think 14.5 is no problem.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a Georgia a team that's probably top 2 or 3, top 5 in the country right now. Missouri, I'm not a believer in them as much, and I don't think this one's close.
Yeah, I'm with both of you. Georgia, I think they're going to blow them out. Mizzou can't run, and Georgia does well against it. I think Mizzou looks better, partly because of Drew Locke, but I think Georgia's going to do a really, really good job of making him feel as uncomfortable as possible. So I think Georgia's going to blow Mizzou out. All right, we move on to Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Wake Forest plus 7.5 at home.
Barry, who you got?
I got Wake, man. I like the 7.5. I know Notre Dame is a sexy pick for some folks, but I'm just not a believer. I think Wake is better than they've been given credit for, so I'll take I think that's a lot, too. I don't think Wake Forest is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a great football team or anything like that. But I do think it's – I'll take the points. I'll take – if you're giving me 14.5 at home, take the points.
7.5.
Huh?
Spread is 7.5.
Yeah, my bad. I was looking the wrong. I'll still take the 7.5.
Okay, Nick?
I'll take the 7.5 as well.
I think Notre Dame is not anywhere near what people think they are. That 7.5 number is a little too much. I'll take Wake as well.
Okay. Okie doke. All right, we probably have to burn through these NFL picks pretty quickly, but we'll move on. We'll start with tonight's Thursday night football game. Jets are on the road against Cleveland. Browns minus 3, Barry.
I got the Browns. I think the Browns. You're giving up 3 points, but I like the Browns. I think that they can win this game. I think they get off the schneid and that defense. I'm liking the direction this team is headed. We've talked about them a couple of different segments today. So give me the Browns.
I'm with you. I take the Browns.
I'm with the Browns too. I even put a score in there. 21-10.
Oh, look at you, fancy pants.
Yeah.
I like the Browns in this game. All right, Packers and Redskins. Joel, this is for you.
And it's an easy pick. Packers are given 3, and I'll take the Packers.
Washington at home plus 3, Barry.
Nah, I'm going to go Green Bay as well.
I'm going to have to go with Green Bay as well. I mean, I'm liking the Colts more and more, but they didn't do good against that offense. I think the Colts are going to be good as long as Luck is healthy. So, yeah, I think the Packers are going to. I think the Packers are going to win this one. All right. Okay. This is probably one of the more difficult games to pick for me, that and the Texans. But Cowboys and Seahawks. Seahawks minus 1.5 at home. Their first home opener for Seattle.
Tough place to play, but it showed Monday night that Russell Wilson doesn't have – I know it was the Bears pass rush, but he doesn't look like he's got a whole lot around him. Cowboys, this is kind of one of those do-or-dies. Are you pretenders, contenders, or what are you? I'm with you, Nick. This is a tough game to pick. And 1.5 for the Seahawks at home tells you the Seahawks aren't that good. I'll take the Cowboys on the road.
Going Dallas. Who you got, Nick?
Cowboys on the road. I never pick against Seattle at home in most cases, but I just don't feel comfortable with that O-line at all.
I don't trust the offensive line. I don't trust the defense. They're banged up as well. It's possible Earl Thomas is out. I think Dallas, I mean, you're talking about two teams that aren't doing well, that Dallas is still trying to find its identity offensively, which is going to be tough to do on the road in Seattle. But I'll still a 1.5 isn't enough. I'll take the Cowboys.
All right, 2 more games. We got to get this pretty quick. Get through these pretty quickly. All right, Tennessee is on the road against Jacksonville, minus 6.5 for the Jags.
Take the Jags at home, and they'll beat them by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll take the Jags as well.
I'll take the Jags at home. I said two touchdowns, 28-14. But, yeah, Jags are two for real right now. You can't pick against them. All right, Giants and the Texans at home, minus 6 for Houston.
God, I don't know, man.
So hard.
I know the line's gone from 3 to 6. I don't believe in either team right now, but I believe that the Texans have more talent. So I'll take, in the home opener, I'll take the Texans to cover the 6.
Really?
I will.
I don't think the Texans are going to win, but I think the Texans are going to win, but not by 6 points. I really think the Giants are really going to need a home game to really rally any type of momentum, and I don't think they're going to be able to do that in NRG. I know the Texans are not very good as well. I expect them to win, but it's going to be a close one, so I guess I'll be taking the Giants.
Yeah, what worries me is now that they've got Will Fuller back, they found a little bit of identity on offense, but I want to go Giants, but I just don't think that they land with you on the road. It's going to be tough for them, so give me the Texans.
Yep, there you go.
Boy, that's just a lot to give up.
All right, those are all of our picks. Barry, be safe. Have a great show tonight. Enjoy the people. Hopefully they all show and come out in droves, and we'll talk to you Monday. Raheel in for Barry tomorrow. But that's right, we're going to be back anyway because we're filling in for the Blitz, it looks like, for a second.
I was just gonna say, there you go.
So we'll play a fun little open. Barry and I will come back with Nick, and we'll cover until the Blitz is ready from Bombshells and Pearland. But we appreciate you guys being suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Have a great night, everybody.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. ESPN 97.5.